Jared, great mental strength in those young fellas, maybe beyond their years, the way that, they steadied themselves in a time of peril there, and got control of the game, got control around the middle of the third in that last 10 minutes, and did what it took to kill the game off.
Yeah, can be nothing but proud of what those boys did there in the last 15, in real tough conditions. A real shower came down there, and the way those lads played, performed, fought, battled against a really, really, really good Kildare team, and I'm just so delighted that we're in an All-Ireland final.
You've got men here from last year's squad. None of them starters now, following the loss of Kieran McChrystal, your captain, to injury. But the experience those boys gained last year is vital in the way that they were part of that winning group, and now they know what it takes to go on and win a competition like this.
Well, you know, it's when the game's tight, these lads will keep fighting. That's all we ever ask of them. You know, you can't promise to win a match, but you promise to try your best and dive your boots on. And we've got through two hurdles now since the Ulster final, and look, there's one more big hurdle to go, but we're not worried about that for a couple of days yet. But it's just lovely to be in an All-Ireland final.
A big, strong, physical Kildare team, and they really took the game and ran at you. And you know, you were on the back foot for a lot of that time. You went behind when they got the goal. You went behind again in the second half, but steadied the ship.
Yeah, look, and again the questions were asked, and the boys responded and answered it, and it wasn't looking good at times, then it was looking good, and then Kildare would come back up the field and get good scores. And you know, we survived that. Kildare missed maybe three or four goal chances. Ronnie O'Neill made a couple of great saves for us, but look, ultimately finalists went, we were in front and we're in our learning final with lots to improve on. And look, now we just have to hope that we can improve, because that performance would not be good enough.
A great era of incredible success for Tyrone at underage level. Three under 20 All-Ireland titles. Now we're on the verge of a second All-Ireland minor in a row. I mean, what do you put that down to?
Look, there's a lot of great work going on. Clubs, schools, the academies, the work's going in there. On Saturday mornings we've been gravying to see the academy coaches up with the 15 and 16 squads. And there's just a thirst, there's a hunger to play for Tyrone, and it's really crazy. And that's being generated from parents, from the under 8 coaches in every club. You know, it's just people want to play for Tyrone. And like, when we get them, a lot of the work's done. You know, we're just refining wee skills they've got at their schools, their clubs, with the academies. And like, we're in a privileged position to be that and work with lads like this. And again, that's one of the beauties of this. We have another 2 weeks with these lads now, and we've got the maximum amount of time we can with them. So we'll enjoy this last 2 weeks, because after that it's over. But you know, we've got as far as we can with them.
Another huge effort needed, and you'll want them to do it for Kieran McChrystal, your captain. His season's over, and it's so unfortunate for him that he's not going to be part of the final push for the All Ireland.
Kieran's our captain. He's our leader. That's why he was picked as captain, because he's a leader. Not only that, he's an absolute gem of a cub and a lad from a brilliant family, from a great club. And yeah, there's that what we've lost of him on the pitch, Kieran will still be there for us as a leader around it, and he'll still be around the squad. And look, if we could do it for him, it's great, but ultimately Cork and Derry do not care about Kieran McChrystal's injury, and we know that. You know, they want to win it for theirs, but they'll have their own reason to win it. It's just going to be whoever turns up on the day and plays the best football. But look, Francis, brilliant to be there.